You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a vibrant spiritual community committed to individual and collective awakening through sacred teachings and practices, one God, one heart, many paths. Now, Reverend Clive de la Porte.
Welcome to our second Sunday of Advent and our celebration of the peace of a true Advent. Let's open our service today with prayer. Divine Father of Light, Divine Mother of Love, in the advent of the one Christ, the oneness of the universal Christ, we come together today in celebration of the peace of a true Advent. We open our minds to a deeper understanding and our hearts to a fuller mystical experience of the divine Christ and the peace of the divine Christ this Advent season. Thank you for each soul who has blessed us today with their presence and participation. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. Happy second Advent Sunday. May peace be with you, may God's peace be unto you, and in the Christ may we find the fulfillment of our divine peace. Before we get into our message today, just want to take a moment to say thank you to all of you that turned out for our first Wednesday evening service last week. We were blessed with a good, strong turnout. Good participation. It's a conversation service. So after meditation, we have a conversation about the Sunday message. And it was such a blessing to me, firstly, to serve you in that way and also to have such a strong response from the community. So from my heart to yours, thank you so much. Right, today we're going to talk about the power of peace. John the Apostle, in his gospel, shared with us the words of Jesus, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." Our power for this month is also the power of life. Yes. And we are reminded that in December, we have come to the final of the 12 powers. And it is appropriate that the last of the 12 powers is the power of life. And we've discussed this, how the 11 preceding powers come in a divine order, guiding the way for the unfolding of divine life. Remember the scripture of the Christ, "I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." And there's no coincidence that the power of life in the month of December contains the spiritual practice of keeping Advent and of experiencing Christmas. Yes, Christmas. It's wonderful to see all of you, those out there that are wearing red. And for those of us that decided to change it up a little bit and go with, say, green this Sunday, kudos to you too. And to the rest of you that just in the spirit of Southern California kind of came from the beach, we're happy to have you. Your participation is a blessing to us all. And so metaphysically, this time of the year, let's revisit what we're trying to do from a unity, faith, and philosophy. We are trying to revisit the idea that the true practice of Christmas, the true Bethlehem, the true manger is within us, right? The true manger is within us. And at this time of the year, we are revisiting. We are remembering. And in our remembering, we are rebirthing our oneness with the Christ presence within us. And in the rebirthing of our oneness with the Christ presence within us, we are reminded that we are a demonstration of the Christ. Each one of us, in our uniqueness, in our own individual expression of our humanity. And when we take time to align ourselves with that Christ consciousness and the hope and the peace and the love and the joy that it brings in us and through us, we are demonstrating our Christness as a re-gift to the world. Yes?
Yes.
Right. I was hoping for more. But yes will do. Yes. And this is powerful for us because it reminds us that the concept of the Christ transcends religion. It transcends culture. It transcends race and gender orientation. It is an ideal of the divine in every single thing. It is the image and likeness of the perfect, of the infinite, of the eternal, to which all things in material manifestation are seeking to evolve and unfold into. Yes?
Yes.
Good. Thank you for that. Yes. And so we recognize in God, according to our limited understanding of God at this time, it's an evolving understanding, we recognize in God the pattern and the power for perfection, the perfectly true and the perfectly good. And we recognize in ourselves the law of the Holy Spirit, of the divine presence, that what we birth within us comes into flower, fruit, and harvest in our lives. Yes? And through us in the world. And so as we practice our Advent intention that every day is Christmas, and we take a moment to rebirth our Christ awareness or our awareness of the Christ every day, we again receive the gift. And in receiving the gift and living the gift, we re-gift it to each other. And so, don't tell anybody the minister said so. But you are encouraged to re-gift at this season. Only the Christ. Yourself as the Christ. Khalil Gibran said that we truly give when we give of ourselves. Yes?
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Keep it down in front, please. Yes. I'm excited to meet Santa today.
He's excited to meet you too. Is
Mrs. Santa going to be there too?
Yes.
Okay. It's a wonderful time. And we see wisdom in our spiritual calendar. But we are reminded that we as human beings awaken to the spirituality of who we are and our life experience, that we do not live linear lives. That in the infinite, immortal, divine now, everything, the beginning, the end, and the middle, is present, right?
Yes.
And so although we wait till December to have our ceremonial acknowledging of Advent and Christmas, it's an experience we have every single day. Just as every day is Lent, a time to crucify that which no longer serves us and resurrect that which does. And so, as we consider the Christ, the Immaculate Conception of the Emmanuel, God with us, the mystical advent of remembering and reawakening and rebirthing the Christ consciousness, that is our second coming. Yes? We're not waiting for a cloud to come from heaven. Our second coming is every single day. It's today. When we revisit that gift of the Christ, we realign ourselves to it, and we apply it to our life experience. That is the second coming. For again, then, the Christ is rebirthed in us. Again, then, the Christ through us is rebirthed in the world. And each one of us are then the Christ, demonstrating what is divinely true and good for one and all. Thought I heard somebody say amen. Yeah. Yes, amen. And so Christmas becomes for us a universal, immortal, eternal thing. And we recognize in Christ the true hope, the true peace, the true love, the true joy of the divine. Now, for everything that's true, there is a counterfeit. Scripture refers to it as the shadow. Yes? The counterfeit, the shadow. And in the counterfeit, there is some hope. There is some peace. There is some love. And there is some joy. But not enough. It is not absolute. It's not eternal. It is not infinite. It's a second-hand substitute for the authentic hope, the authentic peace, the authentic love, the authentic joy, which we find where? In Christ. In the Christ awareness, in the Christ consciousness, in the mind and the heart that is aligned with Christ. In thought, in feeling, in word, in deed. Indeed, indeed. Yes. Don't you love words? Words are very powerful things. For me, they always want to come out and play. Yeah? Do you find that? I don't know what you do for a living, but one of the things I do for a living is invite ideas and words to come out and play. The only thing I haven't mastered yet is to get them to show up when I need them. And my heart goes out to Karen and Daryl, and we're going to include Mary Jean to help us as well, getting our monthly booklets out on time, but they're always waiting for me. Like, is it done yet? And I'm going, waiting for the words. They just haven't shown up today. Which is a humbling experience because I can never truly, authentically, with all honesty, claim to be a writer. I think I'm a channeler or a transcriber, but a writer, no. Because when I try and write, nothing shows up. Marge, you probably know that experience. Yes, scribe, there you go. Words are powerful. Who is the word of life? The Christ. When we are centered in Christ consciousness, the word has power. The logos, right? The intention, the ideal. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. All things were made through him. There's nothing that was made that was made without him. In him was life, and that light, in him was light, and that light was the life of humankind. And so when we, in Advent season, enter the manger of our hearts and reawaken and remember that the Christ is birthed within us, the Word of Life gives to us a rebirthing to ourselves. And we are enlivened, revitalized in our own human experience. And in that awakening to divine life, light and love come before us. I'm going to read from our booklet. How about that? The Gift of the Christ, page 26, by Mary Rowe. In our eternal search for truth, we find happiness at Christmas. A great tenderness within reaches out and enfolds everyone we meet and think about. We long to love more, to give more, and be more forgiving. This wonderful feeling is our own spiritual nature stirring within us. The baby Jesus is a living symbol of the Christ Spirit born to each of us. In the story of Jesus, we watch the babe grow into a man of strength, wisdom and love, one who was able to judge righteously, heal the sick, love all people. Jesus told us we can do all that he did. If we believe him and listen to the small stirring within us, our spiritual nature will grow in strength, wisdom, love and power. We too will radiate the peace and goodwill that we associate with this wonderful time of the year. We join in prayer and praise for the Christ babe born to us at this Christmas tide. It will be a wonderful time, for we are growing in love and understanding, peace and joy together. Amen. May those words find a place in our individual and collective hearts. And so let's spend a moment thinking about this idea of re-gifting. Re-gifting to each other the gift that has been given to us. And in that simple thing, we will find our divine purpose for being. The Christ within us is the gift of God. Eric Butterworth said, the greatest gift ever given. And as we awaken to the true treasure of this gift, we see ourselves and our purpose in life, our divine purpose in life, to re-gift this Christ to each other. Because if this is the immortal, eternal, infinite treasure of the divine, what else is there to give? Yes? And we are uniquely qualified to be that gift to each other. Arnie today is going to bless us by being... Yeah, we don't want to disappoint the kids.
They figure it out.
But in Arnie's gift to us, he's doing something that he's Arnie's to do, right? In me standing up here every Sunday and gifting myself to you, I'm doing what is uniquely mine to do. When you go to work, when you return to your family, when you go back to your relationships, when you go to your sports club, to your book clubs, to your garden, to your marriage, to your children, you are gifting to those aspects in your life the Christ as uniquely you, and you are the only one that can do that. You are gift-wrapped in Christ's potential and possibility in every dimension and aspect of your lives. I don't care whether you are a rocket scientist or a Walmart greeter, or a minister, or a congregant, whatever role you choose to live life by, you are a unique gift to humanity. And the choice is yours. Do I show up as my ego self or as my Christ self? And again, there's no one else qualified to show up as you, as the Christ. This is only yours to do. I might give it a try being you, and guess what? You might give it a try being me. You don't want to do that. Therein is your gift. And so we celebrate this uniqueness at this time. We are mindful of the words of Luke in the Gospel, chapter 6:38. Give and it will be given unto you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure with which you give, that measure will be measured unto you. Yes? Okay. And so we find ourselves in a contemplation of peace today. I was asked this question once. What gives you peace? And I took a moment to reflect on that. The context of the conversation was, what outer thing gives you peace within? Is it hiking? Is it meditating? Is it sitting on a surfboard or riding your motorcycle? What is the thing that you do on the outside that gives you peace on the inside? Daryl's taking a picture of me. If I run from the stage, you know why. What was I saying? What gives you peace? What on the outside gives you the feeling of peace on the inside? And I took a couple of days to prayerfully reflect on this, and I came to the realization that it is peace that gives me true peace. It is hope that gives me true hope. It is love that gives me true love. It's joy that gives me true joy. What makes it true is that it has a divine source, which is absolute and unconditional from the inside out, not conditionally, circumstantially, from the outside in. Yes? And so when I take time to prayerfully and intentionally align my thoughts and feelings and words and actions with hope and peace and love and joy, the true hope and peace and love and joy of the Christ from within, I experience it regardless of what's going on the outside. It is absolute. It is unwavering. It is unconditional. It's not circumstantial. And that's why we call it true peace. Regardless of what's going on in your life, with the Christ rebirthed in the manger of your heart and set as your intention for Christmas and Advent, you will have hope and peace and love and joy, the authentic, the true experience and expression of it. And as we walk out the front door into our lives every day, we will become the re-gifting of that wonderful gift of the Christ to one and all. The gift of the Christ is given to us that we might be responsible for our lives. Because in the Christ, we've been given what? Responsibilities. Yes? Responsibilities. In Christ, we are able. In Christ, we are empowered. In Christ, we are anointed with divine potential and possibility to live the gift of life to its fullest. And so in the giving, in the receiving and re-gifting of the Christ, we find our divine purpose. We find the divine purpose of the Christ, and we find our divine purpose in the Christ. You get that? Yeah. So when we are in Christ, when we take time every single day to live as each every day were Christmas, and we take a moment to rebirth that Christ truth in the manger of our heart, we are fulfilling the purpose of God in Christ. And in fulfilling that purpose, we find peace. For truly, when we are aligned with the purpose of God, we are in a place of peace. And from a place of peace, we can be patient and we can persevere until the good of God manifests with prosperity in our lives. Just as the oak tree waits for the acorn and the eagle waits for the egg, so we can wait peacefully, patiently, in power for God's purpose to be prosperous in our lives. This is the gift of Christmas. This is the treasure, the true treasure that's been given to us. And this is why we call this time, this month, together, the celebration of a true Advent. Yes? Good? So in closing today, let's align ourselves with the Apostle Paul and his message to the Colossians. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. And today and every day is the day for our peace in Christ. Today and every day, the divine Christ is immaculately conceived and rebirthed in our awareness, in the manger of our hearts, as the divine Emmanuel, God with us, that we might live in the everyday gift of the Christ, re-gifting that Christness as hope, peace, love, and joy to one and all, and celebrating a true Advent. Amen. Amen. And so it is.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.